All right. So how are you doing now? Floating along, surfing the wave. Good, good. You did a good job so far. Yeah, you've done good. All linked up. You're moving more smoothly. All right. Just a few touch-ups left to go. One of the things we wanted to do in conclusion was to address Dear Bonnie's question number 3. We did one and two because we wanted to work with all of you on that. Number 3, there is a certain aspect that some of you are working on that's in alignment with that. But we wanted to wait until after the connection with future, specifically. Because what Dear Bonnie's experiencing in working with the friendly ETs who are doing healing work, who are doing attuning work with her. And several of you, by the way, have extraterrestrials as part of your team, part of your crew. And it's not really woo-woo stuff, all right? It's just a lot of your spiritual family, for some of your friends, some of your research team from other planets that you've been on, that you've agreed to connect with and interface with. And also that you've opened yourself up to becoming, as you become a global citizen, to become a universal citizen. Part of the transition of the planet in its ascension process is to, in a way, come of age amongst the alliance of consciousnesses around the universe. Because of the factors of the human race having been implanted with so much violence and shame, and the destructive and twisted domination system, male-focused domination system. Other cultures are having difficulty dealing with you guys. But you see, as you integrate into the consensus, as you become part of the consensus, as what you say and how you approach reality and how you approach life becomes just as significant as any major preacher or research scientist or politician, the world will be unable to maintain its identity of war. Just can't do it. And this will be part of your gift, part of your healing, because of your caring, because of your love. And what Dear Bonnie is experiencing, attunements. Now, extraterrestrials are not well renowned for their awareness of what it feels like to be worked upon. Because they don't have bodies like you do. And just as we have had to work with and learn how to work with the channel so we didn't overload her and overwhelm her body, those members of your team are having to learn how to work with you, how to align your energies so they don't overwhelm your body. And Bonnie's ETs still haven't figured out how to keep the response of the attunements below a certain line. And so for right now, it is the one she experienced, or she feels it, and it takes about an hour to go. That's when they don't have it aligned correctly to metabolism. But we want to point out that, as you said, it hasn't been happening for about a month, month and a half, yes? All right. Well, what's happening there is that they figured out how to get it under the line, in a sense, to a place to where it did not have to affect you. So they've been doing it. And they've been doing it very gently. And then they've really rebuilding the energy to see where is the optimum. It's in medicine, it's called titrating your dose. You know, you take a small dose and you keep taking a larger dose until you feel a reaction. And then if you feel a negative reaction, you have to pull back the dosage. And then you got your right dosage, which is the optimal. What they've been doing is titrating. And they went above the optimal. So now they know to pull back. If you are uncomfortable with this, we would recommend that when it happens, you need to say very firmly, mission control. This is not acceptable. You're over the line. Please reduce dosage. Okay. They'll kind of give them the feedback they need. All right. Some of you are experiencing interesting physical shifts, and some of this is part of that same process with members of your crew. All right. It will increase. Because as you allow yourself to become more, you need to move more energy through yourself. You can move more energy. You have more power. Your channels are open. And when that happens and you feel safe, they can come closer and work with you more. And your awareness of them will increase as well. It is real important to realize that your perceptions are expanding. And as your perceptions expand, you're going to become more aware of the support that you do have and be able to interact and have good relationships with your spirit team. And know always, anytime you need to or want to, you can call upon your soul. You can call upon us. We'll be right there. No limitation of time, space. And there will come a day where you won't have that limitation either. It could even be in the physical body. You're thinking about it. You're deliberating whether that's part of the program or not. Part of what you desire. You're going to see as it unfolds. So we'd like to speak to someone else. We have anyone ready?
Thank you.
All right.
Well, in the midst of the deconstruction that has been happening very intensely and profoundly and totally, I've also been having my perceptions expanding.
Yes.
Starting with even on Friday night after a horrible week of deconstructions and on the weekend here. And I wanted to share some of those with you and to get more understanding of them. And also perceptions and experiences last night in my dreams. And even this morning, I'm going to start with one this morning sitting in the hot tub, looking out onto our yard and having done that pink meditation and networking and mm-hmm. healing the land and looking out on the land this morning, my eyes were different. My perception was different, but the land was healed and it felt so different to me. And I go, oh my God, here it is right in front of me. It's happened. And so I was just so filled with joy with that.
That's so beautiful that you have that connection with the land.
Oh, yeah.
Those of you who do have connection with the land, go feel it. You can get that too, yes.
Yeah. And on Friday night, I had an extremely lucid dream. Very, very vivid. And I'd like to talk about it and then have you kind of expand on it. And then last night's dream was being physically touched by my soul and wanting to a little bit about that. The lucid dream was that I had walked into this house. It was a new house of David and Marilyn's. But I walked into this beautiful living room that with colors and just gorgeous, but it was very small. And I'm looking at David and Marilyn and saying, why would you move out of this beautiful house that you just rebuilt into this house? It's really beautiful, but why did you do that? And they said, well, come here. So he took me into another room that was also beautiful in terms of the colors on the wall. And I said, well, this is small too. And they said, well, come over here. And here was this gigantic living room with windows that went the whole stretch, looked out onto a green grass with this tree, and then out to the sand and out to the ocean. And there was this tree with 5-foot big flowers. Big ones. They were like tubes that looked like petunias. And they were pink with purple and magenta veins. And it was like, whoa, look at this. And who is this? And then walked out onto the grass and out to the ocean and turned around and looked back. And here was this beautiful but very small petite house in the on this ocean front with these gigantic skyscrapers and other mansion houses all around. And it was very, very vivid, the grass, the ocean, the rooms, everything. So I just have a feeling that this is me. I haven't gone back to revisit it because of all the stuff we were getting rid of. And maybe I'll just tell you the one with last night. Glenn is very sick, so I decided to sleep by myself. And then in the middle of the night, somebody came and touched me and pulled back the covers and wanted to get in bed with me. And I was, oh, it's Glenn, great. And I turn and wake up, and he's not there. And I'm very sad. Well, that happened twice. So on the one hand, it was him, and it was feeling, again, the perceptions being open that I can feel him because he actually told me the next morning. And then the third time, after the second time, I said, okay, the third time, I want it to be my soul next time, I said. So my soul came, and physically I could feel the touch of its hand on my forehead. And that sense of peace and the opening of perception. And then I just laid in bed and I just went through, you know, the new image, the new identity of being safe and the love and the creativity, because when I went to bed, it was like trying to figure out the plan for the business. That's very much like Falker's situation. But now I'm lying in bed and not having to have the plan, but having the feeling and being able to trust this new future.
Good, yes. Mm-hmm.
So those perceptions and those feelings, any expansion on them from your end would be delightful. No questions or anything.
All right. Well, congratulations. Because not only did you get it visually in your lucid dream with tremendous depth and richness of color, has to do with your opening to imagination. All right. Opening to finding your treasured place. Finding a new place, a new sense. Being in a new level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like having a home away from home, in a way. It's like having a spot to go to that's by the great sea of possibility.
Oh, yes.
Right? And the great giant flowers. This is the blooming of opportunity. And yes, you saw the rooms small, but they were like little jewels. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There were aspects. And then there was a great room with the light. Right? And all the colors. So it all depends on what is valued, what is loved, and what is imagined. Because you saw the small room and you said, hey, wait a minute, it's a living room and it's small. It's too small. So I show you another room. Too small. So then they show you a big living room. An indication that you're ready to expand, bust out of your box and dream, and not just for yourself. In a sense, dreaming for them too. Dreaming for others. Dreaming for those you love. Dreaming for those you've never known. It is a message of your possibility and your potential. And then you got it not just visually, but kinesthetically. You see, opening your senses, you're opening them more than just one way. And the message is, you can feel it as real. You can get it as real as your 3D illusion. You can really get the touch in your physical illusion. You can allow it to be manifest. Right? Mm-hmm. Your soul can touch you. Mm-hmm. It can give you a sense of safety and trust, and that you went and deliberately chose to feel your safety. It was as if you took the message of the love that Glenn in your soul brought you in the night, mm-hmm. and said, you know, even when I'm unconscious, even when I'm dreaming, I'm safe and loved. And I can open to something, some new dream, some new reality. It's a new adventure for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all of you, pay attention to your perceptions. Anticipate, expect that as you open to being in the flow, outside the limitations of old plan A, free-floating, gathering resources, imagining, dreaming, trusting, you too will find your perceptions increasing and increasing and increasing. You've put some of your powers back in the integrations. Very powerful for you. Very strong. And you, dear Sharon, we hope that you're going to be able to take this experience, and at any time that you have fear about your future, you can re-anchor right there. Go back to that beautiful place by the ocean with the 5-foot tall flowers and go jump in one. Bring the opportunity to you. When you need an opportunity, go jump in those flowers. They're big enough. You can jump in them. Oh, yes. And you can go down, right down into the tube. You know, just almost in a sense, thinking of how wonderful it must be at times to be a bee, you know? And go and take the pollen and put the pollen on your legs, you know. And just be there in this wonderful fragrance, in this wonderful space. The nectar of abundance there for you. It's so abundant. And you imagine it. And it can come. You may have to also do some imagining for Glenn as well.
Yeah, he's having a very hard time.
He will pick up on it. But it's, in a sense, he's going through a resistance right now. And so, in a sense, you did not burden yourself down with it at the same level. His plan A is more solid and real in his illusion than it is actually for you, even though you share in it. It has, he's working with his identity very deeply. But you also have an identity of you in your own magic, in your own way. Every one of you, no matter who you're with, mated, or whether you're unmated, this is your time now. You, the reference point. Time to dream. Thank you for sharing.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your information.
All right. All right, who else?
Hi, Grace, this is Charles.
Oh, hello.
I was interested in what you might say about how to increase or the financial abundance. You know, in my own situation, there's a limitation to how much money I can make at my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been seeking to supplement my income through investment transactions. And there's one major one I've been involved with that's been in kind of a limbo for a while, though that now there's signs that it can happen. But I'm wondering what you might suggest to do metaphysically or otherwise to help increase that flow.
All right. Well, with a consensus image of investments right now not being so bright, it can impinge upon the flow of your own if you let it. And so part of this investment opportunity being in limbo has been part of a delay strategy so that you can examine whether your intention and whether your energy around this investment is clean and future aligned or not. And what has happened is that there was a part of you that got interested in this investment that was not in alignment with your true self. And so you've been working on that. And that's why there has been a delay. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. So anytime there is an opportunity for money, anytime there is an investment vehicle very generally is that you take your money, you give it to somebody else to work with. Yes?
Yes.
All right. And you do it based on their optimism, perhaps their experience, perhaps their and track record, perhaps you just have a sense about it. And all that can be really, really good. But there's also an interest in an investment that will bring a great return. And there's a part of you wanting, of course, an investment that'll bring a better return than what you can get, you know, if you go into some of these other vehicles that right now the percentage of return is absolutely minuscule. Right?
Yeah.
So this particular investment, what was it suggesting you could possibly make as far as interest?
Oh,
did they name a figure of any sort or suggest?
It could be in the range on an annual basis as high as between 20% and 30%.
All right. Well, now for you to be able to utilize this and not lose your shirt on it, okay? You need to be able to keep stretching your self-image, because a part of your interest in it is strictly financial. It's not in alignment necessarily with your true work, in a sense. It is a strictly a vehicle for money. And the attraction of this high rate of return can attract and draw out of you a part of you that we'd call that the one who is, who has gambling fever. Okay. The young adult. All right. Have you ever had gambling fever? Sometimes MLMs can get you there. Ponzi schemes do it really well, too. Right? And you think, oh, look, I can turn my money over in this amount of time, then I turn it over again, and then I turn it over again. Oh, my gosh, in so many years, I'll be rich, really rich. This is really going to do da-da-da-da-da. Be aware. What fantasy does a young adult want to put on it? Because if there's any overlay of young adult fantasy, oh gosh, this is going to make a lot of money, it's going to compensate for some other money I lost over there, and this is all going to be great, and then I'm going to have this, and then I'm going to have this experience, I'll be able to quit my job, and I'll be able to do that, blah, blah, blah. It'll fall right back into plan A. You understand?
Yes.
So you need to make sure that whatever you put into here, you can afford to lose. That whatever it's investing in is something that perhaps you can even perhaps believe in. Or that can be what you can think of as a worthy vehicle, a worthy cause to you. Nobody mm-hmm. else's opinion, just yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And also, for you to make sure there's no young adult and there is no rebel in there, in your identity, as you do this. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times the rebel is, you know, it's just too slow to make money the regular way. You know, I put it in this, you know, it's only 1.5% return a year. That's hardly anything. And over here, this is only 2% a year. That's the quote-unquote safe places. So I'm going to take a bit more risk, but I might be able to get 20% a year. What's a young adult going to do with that? Fantasy time. Okay, where is it going to lead? Where does the young adult see it heading to? What's the future image? Make sure that you can go there and see exactly what he's up to. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then when you see that, then clear him out. Give him 50% a year. All right?
All right.
Give him his perfect fantasy. Make him absolutely ridiculously rich. Just lavishly rich. You know, have him win a few lotteries at once. Several states. He gets into several states and he wins them all. Same weekend. What's he going to do? The gambling fever one just loves to figure that one out. Now, everything is safe. I can do exactly what I want to do. Blah, blah, blah. Which brings us back to you. What is it you really want to do?
With the money, you mean?
No, with yourself.
Oh, with myself? Well, You know, I would love to be able to, for work, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be able to transition into doing some kind of combination of neuroemotional technique and coaching as opposed to corporate lawyering. But not really seeing how I could make that leap financially.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is going to take a little dreaming. You have to think outside the box here. You really have to float in the sea of possibilities and open. Mm-hmm. What we were talking about earlier and showed you a little bit of earlier. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you're a young adult and has anchored into you emotionally a real attachment to plan A. Right? Plan A. My investments make so much money that I can do what I want to do whenever I want to do it. That's the plan A.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten suckered by that one. All right? You've gotten suckered a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you want to be aware of is that that because of that, that your young adult is putting a cover of fantasy over the feared identity or the thread of consistency is that, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to put money into investments and I'm going to lose it. Or I'm going to win a little bit and then lose a bit. And all this kind of stuff that kind of comes from the past woven in the here and there and so on. Now, you've dismantled some of it. But when you go to work, you enter into a field of energy that you have to, in a sense, sustain a resonance in your within yourself while you're there. Because if you don't, you get caught up in a consensus perspective of money. And it can be really, you know, it can create distractions, it can muddle up your clarity, and it can create extra processing and healing and releasing work for you. One of the things we could suggest is to take our CDs called Healing Your Relationship with Money. And once you listen to it through the spoken part and then through the meditation and so on, then to play the meditation at a very low volume in the background. Just kind of keep repeating it all day long. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Just have it on repeat and let it just keep going. And you can barely hear anything in the background. So that it can kind of hold a resonance. If you can do that at work and put it somewhere, you know, where you barely hear it, if at all, right on the other, you know, not right at your desk, but you bring, you know, and you just put it over there and have it repeating all day so that it creates a kind of cocoon of resonance for you in your office. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because the vibration, the sound, even though you don't hear it, it will fill your room. It will fill your space. And if you can do that, then it becomes easier for you to figure out what piece of you is the young adult creating this delightful fantasy that you're going to have enough money that you're going to be able to do what you want to do. And the reason that that image is so alluring is because right now you don't see how to make the transition. So your young adult comes in and fantasizes that you've made the transition. And it's all been just this wonderful, magical thing where you just make all this money. Okay, young adult, how do I make all this money? I don't know. That's not fun to imagine. What's fun to imagine is being rich. I could just do whatever I want to. I can get up when I want to, go where I want to, be where I want to. Doesn't that sound like the young adult?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And the adolescent. It sounds like the adolescent. So recognizing that, you can then, with the energy holding the resonance, you can then work with your young adult.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You can make sure he's not in your decision, that he's not involved in this investment. Get him out of the investment. Come to a place to where, okay, if I lose all this money, it's not going to make a dent in the way I live my life. So I'm not going to hold all this charge and weight on it, that it's going to lead to this, and then it's going to lead to that, and that, and that, which ultimately is going to lead me to where I want to go, plan A. You see?
Yes.
You want to dismantle that plan A out of there. And dismantle the young adult from dreaming your future. Now, in the meantime, if you enjoy doing the neuro-emotional technique, if you enjoy and you feel passionate about it and you love coaching, then somehow or another, you're going to need to arrange your schedule so you can play with it, so you can work with it more. And just keep working with it more until you feel that the energy of it is imbuing you with a certain feeling, a certain vibration that's part of your future, part of your identity, of you the future, of you the light being. If you feel doubts, we talked about this earlier, deal with them in the ways that we talked about it earlier. Go connect with your future self and sit with your future self who already is doing this in some form or another. And it may not look just exactly the same as you have been imagining it. Before you do that, though, the process we immediately did before this last break, where you really let go of, totally, completely let go of plan A, we suggest let go of plan A. Let go of this idea of even doing the coaching and the neuroemotional technique. Even let go of that. Just start doing it if it gives you joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And then start to open to possibility. Start to open to opportunity. When you're attached to plan A, as we've said, you don't see the opportunities. You cannot imagine the shift. You cannot imagine the pathways to your new form. It's just virtually impossible. It's just really, really rare, it would seem to us, that you could even do that, because it's part of your plan that you let go of the old reality. It really is. Seriously. And so it's really good not to go around in the back and pick up a piece of it again for your security. Because then you start looking once again to the past and to your old identity. So it's really important to recognize, get rid of, bust that plan A. Bust that box. Get out of the consensus. Feel the support. Now, a second thing that happens with the young adult, we've brought that up also in this workshop, is that the young adult, because of their fantasy, will trust the wrong people sometimes. So if your young adult has selected this investment, the person who's managing this money may be a lot of hot air, but come across looking very confident and secure and empowered and smart, but it might be that he looks this way seen through the eyes of your young adult. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look at this guy through the eyes of the light worker that you are, who has a lot of savvy about how the world works, a lot of savvy about money, a lot of savvy about law. It's been your occupation. Money, law, corporate activities. You know all of that stuff. But But your young adult sees this guy as a maverick, as the independent, as the rebel, as the, you know, the clever one who's outside the rules. And there is a distinction. There is a condescension implied in the young adult. Young adult is very judgmental and discriminatory. And you, and when you clear out the young adult, you also have to clear out this thing about, well, I don't want to be like them. Them being the poor suckers that only make 2%. Or the poor suckers that don't have the right investments. I don't want to be like them. And there's almost a sense of, let me separate from that. So there's resistance. And the young adult has that. Young adult wants to be better than. Red flag alert. Ego. Right? So your young adult is showing up strong in your energy field. So you need to get him healed, cleaned out, and freed out of your energy field. And you need to bring your resonance up and stay and keep it plugged in to your new self-image, to your new self-identity tied to the future, just keeping it plugged in and looking to follow your heart rather than your head. Young adult, very head. Hey, it's logical. Even if it's illogical, the young adult will convince you it's extremely the logical way to go. The right choice, because this guy knows what he's doing. And because you're better than these other people. And because you're more metaphysical. And because, blah, 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 you know, all that yada yada that the young adult has. You, outside of the young adult, have in the past been rather passive and letting the young adult kind of play the field. But just in the past couple of days, you have brightened so much that your energy field, as the powerhouse that you are, is now definitely stronger than your young adult. Congratulations on that. Okay? You're going in the right direction. And all of you, your young adult is a big snag. This plan A thing, letting go of plan A, even though we've already done it twice, you still get nervous when we talk about it. Because it's a big step, dear ones. Every time we mention it, letting go of plan A, we feel this ripple of going through the room. Oh no, not that again. How am I going to feel secure? What am I going to hold on to? How am I going to organize my life? How am I going to create an order? How am I going to know where I'm going? How do I have a reference point? And of course, we've covered all of that. So who's the one that's freaking out? The young adult. All right. You don't want the young adult out front doing your responsiveness to it. Because as soon as we mention plan A, young adult's there. Yes? My fantasy? Where is it? My dream? Are you ready to manifest it for me now? The glorious future will be the manifestation of my plan A. Yes. And you notice that back there in the 80s and the 90s when you were really, you know, plugging along, doing your reality creation and your manifestation techniques and so on, a lot of times you would think, well, if I do this, this, and this, and this, then I'll have this manifest. And if I don't do this, then as a reality creator, I've just boo-booed and something's wrong with me. And it took you a while to get over that, didn't it? Took you a while to recognize there's nothing wrong with you. But who was it that was taking over? It was your young adult, still having anxieties about it. We can't have you outside of order. We can't let the old structures die. It's too chaotic, though. It's too scary. Too much fear. So perhaps for you, for all of you, the final piece of this chaos emergence is the healing of your young adult. Okay? And the distinction between who you are and who they are. And to let them have their plan A. And for you to be free to surf the wave of possibilities. Safely. Feeling safe. Trusting. Trusting your mastery. Trusting who you are. We thank you, Charles, and we thank all of you who have asked questions, who have spoken with us. As the representatives of the group you have brought up, keep pivotal pieces of your emergence process. So let us now cap off this weekend. We're stepping free of the young adult to stepping into the true empowered reality creator that you are once again, more solidly, more freely, more empowered, with more resources to trust your creative capacity. So letting yourself relax and close your eyes. When it comes to the world and the workings of the world, when it comes to money and the practical applications of your spiritual and metaphysical concepts, when it comes to the daily processes, the daily work, the commitments, the fulfillments of promises and obligations, when it comes to all of this, and part of that being the commitment to your body so that you get enough sleep, rest, exercise, food and water, sunshine. When it comes to really doing what you've got to do in the world, if you can do it as the enlightened one, the light being, knowing at every moment of your day your power, so you don't give your power away to your obligations, to your routines that you must do. You don't give your power away willy-nilly to anything, but you stay in your resonance during your day. This is the spiritual adult, the luminous human, the one you came to be, the lighthouse for the world, the healer for the world, to show how much success you can have. And the only price you must pay for your success, your health, your joy, your celebration, is to let go of your crap from the past, that old self that just couldn't hack it, that's overwhelmed. So sense yourself now in your imagination. Go to the place that you have in your life at this time, where you live, or maybe there's a park nearby that you go to when you sit on the bench. The place where you like to go to reflect, to think. Maybe it's a place you like to meditate. Maybe it's a place where you get your best inspirations. Maybe it's sitting by a window that looks out on a beautiful view. Or maybe it's lying comfortably in your bed. Or on your sofa. Maybe you have a desk. And you sit there at your desk. And there you are, in your world, in your place of insight, inspiration. Go to that place now in your mind, in your imagination, that place where normally you develop or you experience your greatest ahas, your greatest inspirational moments. And if there's more than one, just select one. Or if there are none, just find a really good spot where you live right now that can be your place. And go be there. Just sit there in this familiar place. And sit there as the spiritual adult. Sit there as the luminous human. The human who is the future of the world. The future imprint or paradigm for everyone. Your particular piece. Your particular unique piece. Your temperament. Your way of being. The you. That you find absolutely fun to be. Oh yeah, there's some things you don't know. There's some things maybe you don't do very well. There's some things you excel in. And other things that you know very, very deeply. You have your quirks, your eccentricities, your unique idiosyncrasies, behaviors and needs and temperament pieces, specific to you. And as you sit in this place, you appreciate them now. You appreciate all these different facets of you. Looking at yourself lovingly. Feeling appreciation for yourself. Feeling caring for you. You have seen yourself through the assessor's eyes of your past. You've seen yourself through your soul's eyes as assessor for you now and for your future. And you like what you see there. You didn't so much like what the old assessor saw. The old self-image. But you like this new self-image of you. And as you sit there in this place, you dream yourself freer, lighter, happier. You dream yourself more successful financially, romantically, and in whichever way you'd like to stretch. you sense yourself more healed, more whole. All your parts in harmony. Because you're acknowledging and loving who you really are. Just be in this place. Long ago, you don't even remember. You visited your future self. And you came here. And visited the self that you are here now. And said, I'm going there. And at the time, you thought it was an impossible jump. Inconceivable to you that you could be where you are now. That you could feel about yourself the way you do now. That you could feel the touch of your soul. That you could allow yourself to receive. Yes, you're here, at this place. And you have gone and visited your future self, who is in a future almost inconceivable to you, but filled with enough connections that it brightens you, lightens you, inspires you, lifts you. Long time ago, there was a you, a young adult, you, who dreamed a future and dreamed a definition of success and happiness and love, dreamed a definition of what it meant to be full, filled. This young adult created Plan A. This was to be the plan. It was an extension of a plan or an insight of your future seen by you when you were around 10 and another one when you were around 13 or 14. And it built on these. It built on the limitations that you saw yourself as having. So it was not fully free, but it had all the best compensation mechanisms to where you could appear successful even if you're not on the way, where if you made a mistake, you had more resources to cover it up quickly before the embarrassment caught up with you, ways to get successful without paying a price, without paying dues, whatever that meant to you at that time. The fantasy ideal that maybe you're going to be rich by the time you were 30. Maybe you were going to build your own business. Maybe you were going to be this incredible creative artist. Maybe you were going to do this, maybe that. Maybe you're going to marry and have 8 children. Whatever it was you dreamed, that self imagined that by now, Plan A would have been fulfilled. But here you are, and Plan A still has yet to be fulfilled. Because Plan A is a fantasy and unrealistic. So sense that part of you that's attracted to the fantasy. It's a palliative. It keeps you out of some kind of fear of the unknown. To come back to that Plan A, an anchor. It keeps you from feeling scared as you slip and slide through possibility. It nails down a future you think might be feasible to achieve, perhaps. Of course, under miraculous circumstances, of course, a few wins of the lottery or perhaps the most successful man to come marry you or whatever the fantasy was. The great business that you would build that would become a worldwide empire. Do you remember the fantasy of your young adult? Not having a clue yet how the world really worked, except in very minor ways. Feel that tug towards that. Feel the attraction to that. So that you can isolate the young adult within you. Those feelings, you know what they are. As the empowered, luminous adult now, separate that part out. Just, in a sense, take it, take all those feelings and those pieces, put them together, pull up a chair, and intend, and there, sitting in the chair, all those pieces now coalesced in the young adult, sitting there with you. See that young adult there. See their hopes, their wishes, their spirit. Oh, they were so spirited. All the hope. A boundless sense of future. A fantasy that was going to make it all wonderful. So you could live the life of your dreams. Your young adult dreamed forms, saw it in form, saw certain structures in place that would indicate, that would be the definitions for them, that you had indeed achieved it. Perhaps it was the relationship or the family or the business or the money or whatever it was. There were certain markers that would determine when the fantasy would come true. And when your young adult determined that they were going to reawaken. Because you see, they gave the fantasy over to you, to them at the time, as a way to detach from potential pain and fear. In a way, to use it to put themselves to sleep. And that when it got fulfilled, when the magical ship came in, they could reawaken and have a great life. There they are, sitting there, stars in their eyes, ready to dream, ready to fantasize. And you, feel the separation, feel the distinction, and feel you. The luminous adult. Feel you the empowered one who knows who you are. Who's connected to soul. And who is feeling a little bit of shimmer that we are around you. You have friends with you. You're safe. But your life is very different. It's not a fantasy. It is an adventure in consciousness. It's an adventure in creation. You empowered, learning piece by piece to master your craft, to hone the skills of creation. So that you can awaken yourself piece by piece from the young adult's dream into your reality. Far greater and more majestic than anything that the young adult could possibly have ever imagined. Or even you, 3 years ago. Here you are, dreaming on a new scale. Feel the difference in the frequency between you, the you you are, in your light, the spark of consciousness, the luminous human on your mission, personal realization, global healing, and shift of consciousness. Feel the connection to your future that you have established, the spiral to your future, the identity of you coming and doing this work, and you will not fail. The trust that you can create realities. The acknowledgement of the feedback that you get. The mastery levels you have achieved. And the awareness and the consciousness you have. Feel the distinction between how much more present you are than the young adult. Just feel the difference. Because if you can feel the difference, you will be able to tell when the young adult slips in and takes over. And it will be at a time where you will be indecisive, perhaps disturbed, perhaps perplexed, not knowing where to go next. And you decide to slip out of the present, to slip into the fantasy, to not be connected now. The young adult takes over to buffer you from the discomfort of the unknown. Know that's the mechanism. Know that you can distinguish when you are this one, the luminous one, from the one asleep in the fantasy. Hopeful. Hopeful that everything will resolve. But you have no clue how you're going to do it. But it will resolve, and then you'll come to life. You'll reawaken. Kind of like a, you know, the sleeping beauty. Feel the distinction. Honor the strength that you have now and the awareness. And look at this young adult with love and compassion. Because you know their fear of facing a big world and having to get out in it as their own self and their own identity. They've had limited experience. It's time to go out full throttle to get the full experience. The full growing up that doesn't happen until the late 20s. When they get it, whatever their relationship with reality is. Love this one. It was vital and necessary at the time. And a very good use of your imagination then. Take that one by the hand. And say, you know, I've got a gift for you. Now, you know we've already done this once, but let's do it again. Remember door number 3. See the door behind you, a magic door. Take your young adult by the hand, open the door, walk in with them in tow, close the door behind you, and once again, give your young adult the dream, so that they can wake up, so they can live their life, so they can be connected, so they can be real for them. So they don't ever have to have their shame and their failures pointed out. They don't have to suffer. And they don't have to work their way through creation that baffles them, details beyond their comprehension. They can just step into this fantasy fully formed. Here it is. And say to them, dear young adult, I'm going on. I'm going on into a new reality. I'm heading into the unknown on a grand adventure. and I want to be back. You cannot go where I am going. I love you, and I want you to be absolutely forever celebratory, joyous, and fulfilled. And so this reality is for you. You must agree, however, not to come looking for me. Even if you feel me puzzled, indecisive, confused, even if you feel me in fear or anxieties, concerns, or troubles, don't come. You cannot deal with it, and I have resources. I will. I am willing to dance in an unknown future. So make me the promise now, no matter what I do, you stay here and enjoy yourself with the perfect mate, the perfect life, the perfect work and activity, the perfect amount of money, the perfect house, the perfect yard, the perfect lifestyle. Stay here. Promise me you'll stay here. Let them promise. Let them agree. And you whip out a piece of paper, it's a contract. And you have a pen and you hand it to them and say, here you go, sign please. And they sign it. And they take it with the pen and you sign it. And you hand it to your soul. The witness who stamps it with a seal and signs. Everyone's smiling. It's a good deal. It's a win-win. You hug your young adult. You make sure they have the money machine there, or maybe several, because sometimes they get caught up in scarcity and they need plenty of them. And you laugh and give them another one. You love them. You know that within you are their gifts and capacities for imagination and dreaming. And you'll call on those. But you won't give it over anymore to this one. You'll be free. So you say goodbye. You and soul return through the door. And once again, you find yourself in this space. But it has changed. It has shifted. You're sitting now in the chair of the young adult. And sitting in your chair is your future self, who looks at you with so much love. And who laughingly says, come over and sit on my lap. I have a present for you. And go sit on their lap. Oh yeah, you're the same size. But it seems to work. You put your arms around their neck. They put their arms around you. They hold you. And they breathe into you a frequency of the future, a thread that will connect you and them. Your soul will pull you, and they will pull you. And we, joining in, the breath of your future self now, and you're connected, you're linked. Linked the luminous you to the even greater luminous you. You're linked to your future self's resources. You're linked to your future self's friends. To your future self's abundance. You're linked now. Really strongly linked. A cable. Feel it. Feel it in you. It may be in your heart, it may be in your throat, it may be in your solar plexus, it may be in some other chakra. But feel it, connect. Almost like an umbilical cord to your future. A future is being born out of the void, out of the chaos. The next thing you know, as you find yourself on a surfboard, on the wave. The exhilaration, you in the mastery, becoming more and more masterful in the way that you tilt the board so that the wave can be managed. You see the shore, you're moving very rapidly parallel to the shore along a huge wave. Many waves, but along this one. You're moving along this one. You tilt this way, that way. Now you don't go through a tube. You just stay on top of the wave. You just feel yourself skimming along on top of the wave. It's exhilarating. Feel the wind in your hair. Feel the flow of energy, of light, of life. Feel yourself elegant, free, sailing. Sailing, flying. Over the wave. Ah, what fun, what glory, what celebration. Sailing on the wave, sailing, feeling the love, feeling the joy, the freedom, the power, the exaltation. And suddenly you notice you're not alone, all these other waves. There are people on the other waves, other light beings, exhilarated like you. They wave, they smile, you wave your smile. All of you on your surfboards going the same direction, sailing, skimming, flying, celebrating together. All of you. And then you keep seeing more and more waves and more light beings. There are hundreds. Now there are thousands of you up and down the shore moving in the same direction on your surfboards. Feeling the freedom, feeling the flow, feeling the high. You're going there together, all of you. Together, the new reality, all of you, the network of light, creating. And you feel so much love for them, and they feel love for you, and you can feel the love connecting all of you. Oh, what a glory this is, the matrix of love. And you send the love out to the world, and they send the love out to the world, a huge wave of love, of light. This is your group that integrates into the consensus, that directs, intends, then flows the consensus in alignment with your vision, with your new paradigm. Riding the waves of possibility, opening to opportunity. No plan A. But in case you need it, you've got plenty of plan B, C, D, E, F, G. You've got plenty of options. You've got resources. You've got friends all together shifting and moving a reality into a new world. Own it. It's true for you. Let it be. Let it be true for you. Let it be part of you. And feeling that exhilaration and freedom, finding yourself back here in the present time space, sitting in your chair, in a workshop. Bringing that energy with you, that lightness, safe, a new paradigm, as you let yourself feel the love, the freedom, and the power, the matrix of the 4D reality you are in now. So you open your eyes, bring this energy into your daily life now. It's there. You're plugged in. You're connected. It's not a linear track to your future. It's a cord. Anytime you ask, they'll pull. Anytime you ask us, we'll pull. Anytime you ask your soul, they'll pull. Anytime you feel a little lost or indecisive, don't go back to the young adult. Don't invite them back in. Ask someone to pull you. Get back on that surfboard. Open to possibility, to the freedom of it all. And there will come a time where the unknown will no longer be scary. When the chaos will no longer seem crazy. Where the uncertainty will be free and you'll feel the freedom of it. You're doing a lot of movement. You're continuing your movement. You're continuing your flow. Let it continue. Keep yourself connected. Anytime you find yourself falling into other spaces, you don't need to do heavy processes. Just reconnect. First with remembering who you are, reconnecting with your soul, with us, with your future, with your identity of yourself, the light being on the mission. Get back on the surfboard. Yeah, you're going to fall off, but stop kicking yourself for falling off and just get back on. Don't waste more of your precious energy on what has been. No more judgment time. You can risk being a total idiot. The freedom from shame brings. Knowing it's all part of a grand creative experiment and that ultimately you'll find something even greater and more fun, regardless of what you do. You are so responsible and empowered in a magical way, you don't have to worry about, am I adult or mature enough? What if I let myself go? What will happen? You'll expand into unlimited possibilities. Okay, if that sounds scary, then ask for a pull. Ask for a little tug. It's there. You're never alone. We love you. We have so enjoyed working with you and being with you. with your soul, with your spirit, with your willingness to heal, to lift, to take the plunge. We are so grateful that you have given us this opportunity to play. The spiritual giants that you are, playing in the field of possibility. It's so much fun. You've done so much healing now. You've let go of so much stuff. You're going to remain a little disoriented for a while. And tomorrow we're going to give you another download. Now, what we're going to do tomorrow is that we're going to integrate you. We're going to integrate some of what you've done here. That it's too soon to do it right now. There needs to be some settling overnight, through the night. When you sleep, you realign. Before you go to bed tonight, call us in. See the starry sky. See the stars come together in a circle, putting their lights together as a bright star. And let us send a beam of light down to you and wrap you up. Wrap you up in a beautiful color. It may be that pink again. It may be that blue-green. It may be some other color. But let us surround you. Let us hold you. And hold the resonance for you. Hold up the frequencies as you fall asleep. So that as you settle those energies, as you integrate those energies, as you do when you sleep and go into your subconscious and then into your unconscious, you will integrate at the highest vibrational level that you can. The highest level frequency. And then tomorrow, we'll weave it together for you and ground it. And you may feel that. You may feel more grounded by the time Monday evening has been reached. And if for some reason you don't feel it, then go and do the centering meditation. Ground, above, below, center. Feel the strength. Call in your fragments. Feel strong, one, unified. If you feel disoriented, just do that. And have a great time. Call us. We'll come play with you anytime. It has been such a pleasure. We surround you. We surround you with our light and with our love. Farewell.